Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah, what's up, man?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Congrats on life.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Between like the crazy success of your single, then I read on Instagram, what did you post as the caption? Like you save puppies from the wildfire? What is going on in your world? Tell me, what is this?
So it's actually like a new way I'm going about social media. Well, I don't know. So it all started where my friend like showed me these comments under this girl's like selfie where all these guys would just comment like super thirsty. They'd be like, "Hey guys, remember when I just like let everyone drive my Lambo?" Or like people would be like, "Hey guys, remember when I saved all those puppies?" Like it was like hyper flex on social media. And so like it's kind of like a new wave. Like one comment was like, "Sup," and then like in Atrophique's like starts breakdancing to like impress the girl.
You impressed me. I mean, you had me. I was like, "Oh, wow." I was like, "Man, this kid does it all. He's so impressive."
Hey guys, just saved. Yeah, so that was that caption right there. So just, I don't know, slide in.
just another day in the life of Surf Mesa. That's incredible. So dude, this single, man, I mean, it's just blown. I mean, I feel like every week it just reaches new heights. I mean, it sounds so great on the radio here in Philly. I mean, it sounds even better on the radio. Would you agree? It just sounds good.
Oh, wow. I mean, I haven't heard it. So, I mean, I've been without a car for about 2 months now because mine was stolen. But back at home, my mom has been listening to the radio a lot, which she never does before, or she never did. But she's heard it twice now, and both times she calls me after and she's like crying. And I was like, okay.
That's so adorable. I know. Oh, Mama Dukes.
I know. But she's discovered other music while like on the adventure, discovering my song. And this one time she calls me and she was like, "What was that song that goes na 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 na?" And I was like, "Oh, BTS." And she's like, "It was the most beautiful song I've ever heard." And I was like, "What?"
So your mom is now part of the BTS army. This is quite the development.
I know. I don't know what's happening. Apparently that song made her cry. And I'm like, what?
How?
Like, how?
2020 has so many strange developments. This is interesting. Who stole your car? Wait, let's get back to this. Who stole your car?
No, yeah, so I have like security footage of this dude. So I was, it was like a Sunday morning, 10 a.m. I was sleeping like upstairs. And then down here, this guy like breaks in to this pathway where everybody's patios kind of are. And so including mine, he broke into my back patio and like came in and took my keys and like a longboard. And then just like, I guess now, well, the rest I have on surveillance or like, wow. Look how sus this dude looks.
Whoa.
I know, just totally like got him. But
I have a similar story too, so I feel your pain. Like you feel like you know violated.
Totally.
And mine was like an attempted thing. Yours, so he stole your car. He got what he came for.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. What interesting. He attempted it. Like, did you like catch him?
We caught him. He couldn't break in. Apparently, my house is built like Fort Knox. I had no idea. I never had anything like this. But man, I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks.
It's all good. It's all
but
good.
You know, the world was like, crashed here's, it. Oh, he crashed it. Oh, see, that's karma right there. That's karma.
Well, yeah, I was more sad about the, sure, the car's gone. Like, it was like an old, not old, but like, it was like a Honda Civic. And I've had it since like high school, like 2016. But when he crashed it, it wasn't like, oh, like, doing it, like, I don't have a car anymore. It was like, he took Susan.
You named it Susan. I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
Susan.
Susan, yeah. The next one, I think I'm going to name my the next one Claire or Savannah. I don't know.
Mine is Rachel from Friends. That's my car.
Oh, Rachel, I like the title.
Yeah, she's a pretty girl. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear about the death of Susan. Let's talk about some great things. Man, I mean, we're talking about it before. I mean, congrats on the success and how it's blown up for you this year. Thank let's you. Kind of take it back for a second here and kind of hear about your story. I know a lot of people are starting to, you know, hear about you for the first time. From my understanding, I read it on the internet, so I don't know how much truth there is. Mm-hmm. But you come from a musical family, right? Your grandparents, mm-hmm. your dad. You know, was into jazz, right? Big saxophone.
Yeah, totally. Yep. Uh-huh.
So if you became a doctor, your parents would be pissed. Like, what is this?
I really grab an instrument.
What are you doing?
I wanted to do real estate, like, more than anything before it's happened, which is still an option. it's still
there in the background, but I mean, like, right now though, you're just crushing life. So you're recording music since in middle school, from what I gather. And here's the part of the story. If it's true, it's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. You are going to move from Seattle to Arizona to go to school, right? For computer science. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you broke your leg.
Snapped my leg, which is, I don't know. It's like really bizarre how it happened. Yeah, everyone was going off to like schools, and like, honestly, my grades were not like in a place to go to like an in-state community, or not community, but in-state like university. Cause all I did was just like, I don't know, skip and like make music and just like smoke weed. No, I'm sorry. I don't know. Not that I do anymore, but,
he's a saint now. Like, Surf is a saint
yeah, I'm a
now.
Saint, big clean guy. But I, my grades were just like not in a place. So when everyone was graduating, I just like didn't have the grades to go anywhere. But I still wanted to like tell my teachers something that didn't sound like, you know, I'm just gonna stay and work here. I wanted to, you know, tell the parents of my friends, and so I wanted to go to this, like for-profit, like open admission school, and that was like in Arizona, where they just allowed really anyone to apply, and like if you could afford this like $35,000 a year tuition, like go ahead, like great, like so that's kind of the deal I was in. So I was like, oh, like yes, sounds so smart, saying I'm you know gonna do computer science. So I was committed there, and then I graduated, and then yeah, that August, I snapped my tibia and fibula by doing a manual, like, on a scooter.
Oh, my God.
It changed everything.
So you breaking your leg was the best thing that ever happened to you? In a weird sense?
Yeah, in a really weird sense, yeah.
That was your silver lining, because then you got to focus on your music. And
yeah.
And then, so, yada, 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 here you are.
Totally. Like, when I snapped my leg, I was just, like, in my room for, like, 3 months just recovering, and I made that EP called Bedroom, which is just like on my Spotify. It's like so, I mean, you probably won't hear anything like that EP in my future music, but it's kind of like an older stage of what my sound once was or developed from. So yeah, it was weird.
And then here you are. I think you put out, was it ILY, was it back in November? Is that the timeline? When did you release the song?
Yeah, like really late November this time last year.
And I obviously love the original Frankie Valli. Like, yeah. I think about like the hook, I sing it in the shower randomly. Like, it just pops in my head. I have to like go to the doctor. Like, it's always in my head. But I think of the scene from, what was it, 10 Things I Hate About You? You know, have you seen that movie?
No.
No? Oh, dude. You have to search the scene of the late great Heath Ledger. He performs that song on like the bleachers at the high school. It's like this whole romantic thing.
I'm so bad with movies. I don't know.
Oh yeah, so that hook like always stayed true, and then like your spin is just such a just a vibey, chill type of twist to it. Yeah. Your own Surf Mesa on it. Just tell me how that all came about.
Yeah, so it all started off of this app called TikTok. No, but this this artist named Emily put a 10-second cover of herself singing the chorus of Can't Take My Eyes Off You on TikTok, and then she was like going viral from that cover already. And I mean, I just like everyone else saw it like on my For You page, and then like that night I went home and like downloaded the audio and then just like put it in my software and like tried to produce behind it and like make like these vocal chops and added drums. And then I showed her, and then like we got together and distributed it, and now I don't know, I guess like since then we're just like excited with how it's been doing. So it's been a rad.
I mean, you're underplaying this, you know, hugely. Like, I mean, so you put this together in like how like 5 hours, and now it's a top five song on the radio and like billions of streams, and like from the success of TikTok, you get signed to Universal, to Capitol Records. Like, this is just a whirlwind. Like, can you describe the past few months for you? Like, can you put into words?
Yeah, I mean, every day it's definitely like been something new. But yeah, it's been interesting. I know that now, you know, a lot's changed, and I don't I'm not gonna go to Arizona anymore. but I mean, it's weird, like something like this is something I've always dreamed of, like as a kid making dance music. And now it's like, whoa, like, you know,
it's happening.
Really interesting. And you know, a lot of people I looked up to in the process of making music, I used to really like fanboy over this artist named Medicine, and he was like, he started off on SoundCloud and then like got really popular. And I was like his number one fan. Like, I had a Twitter fan account for him. But then last night I FaceTimed him for like an hour and a half, and like it was like, whoa, things are like really changing. And I don't know, it's now just like the new norm, which is interesting. And
it's still happening during a pandemic. I mean, just wait till like when life gets normal and you get to like, you know, go to other cities and states and perform. And
yeah.
Is there something that you're really looking forward to when life eventually, whenever that is, gets back to normal?
Yeah, I mean, until then, I'm working on a lot of music. I know it sounds like really cliche, but there's a lot of stuff that's ready for like a live environment. And so that, you know, I wanted my shows to be fun and digestible. And so with this new bundle of music that I've like fathered this whole pandemic, like it's now ready for this, this live digest. And so, I just really want my shows to be fun. And so when the live comes around, it's like, that's what's to expect. And so, I guess I've just been really focused towards all that. But you know, when I do look away, it's always like something new about ILY, and it's like, oh wow, it's crazy.
Every day, every week, it must be something new and exciting for you. And,
yeah.
And
yeah,
then the performance is like a whole nother layer that we'll be excited for one day. Hopefully that will happen soon enough for you and for all of your fans. But I know you have to run, but it was so good to catch That's up and learn a little bit more about you. And I'm sorry to hear about Susan.
No,
my thoughts and prayers are with you and your loved ones during this difficult time.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing Claire whenever she makes her appearance. And dude, congrats on ILY and everything. And we look forward to seeing you in Philly, hopefully soon.
Absolutely. Thank you. Until then.
Yeah, for sure, man. Peace.
Peace.